Welcome to In Case She Didn't Tell You, a podcast about all things womanhood and feminism. I'm your host and producer, Lexa Henderson. Hi, welcome back to In Case She Didn't Tell You. I'm Lexa, your host and producer, and today I'm going to be talking a little bit about social media and the effects on body image. And I'm with my sister, Anna Henderson, if you want to introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Anna Henderson. I'm also a student at Texas State, and my major is public administration and business administration.
Yeah, so I wanted to bring her on just because I know a lot of her classes, we've talked a lot about the issues that I've been talking about, and In Case She Didn't Tell You, and I thought that she would have a lot of good insight just to bring to the table and maybe touch on some stuff that I might have missed. So first, we're going to kind of start at the most trending app right now. So we're going to get into TikTok, because we both agree that that's a really big source of where this kind of theory comes into play.
It's just like, I would definitely say TikTok, I feel like, is one of the most influential apps at the moment. And also, we had looked up a little bit of the demographic insight on there, and it said that right now the age range is predominantly like 10 to 19, which I feel like is a very like influential group in a way, as you're like, you're younger and then you're getting into like your teen, almost adult years. And I think definitely from my experience as well, as being like a young adult woman, is that that was an influential age for me as well, especially with body image. So we figured we'd start there.
Right.
So moving on to kind of just then, I guess, how TikTok has, how we think TikTok affects body image and self-esteem as a whole. I can definitely say that TikTok for me definitely portrays a certain image of what like a good body is, or like the certain bigger influencers kind of look like in comparison to like maybe my experience of on my body or like the people around me. And it kind of does normalize only one body type and kind of makes that as like the ideal body. And like it's always like the, and I feel like people on TikTok as well, like the commenters, the viewers are also a huge impact for
sure. Cause you kind of see where certain specific standards are getting more social media like representation and praise for just being themselves and just looking the way they look. And most of the time they are like obviously very thin and probably white, and or just specifically body image, probably very thin. And
I think it definitely, from what I've noticed on my timeline, I feel like a lot of people could agree though, is that a lot of the time the bigger influencers right now, like Alex Earl, for example, Katie Ritchie, for example, they're all kind of like, I don't want to say carbon copy because like they're their own unique individual, but like if we're saying from a flat out like just appearance perspective, they do look very identical. And then there's no representation of kind of brown individuals or people, women of color in general, or especially women who have like kind of different body images. One, I know a particular influencer that does get certain recognition, but definitely not as much as an influencer such as Alex Earl, and which some would say that kind of does more, is Monet.
She's
super big influencer. I think her content is super creative. And I think
I love like she does like such like vulnerable kind of content where she's doing like armpit waxing on camera, like the real, like the this real is what deal. It looks like. It's not like you're getting just like the highlight reel, which is about 99% of what you're seeing.
So with all that being said, it definitely does have an impact on younger women. Even myself, I can say that whenever you're kind of noticing that the same individuals who also happen to just not look like me are the ones being constantly praised for just being. And I feel like a lot of times, like women of my demographic aren't really in the limelight a lot of the time. So I think that that affects a lot of people and kind of pushes that idea of like perfectionism, as we talked about a little bit earlier, just like kind of will show the highlight reels, but are not showing like the acne, the stretch marks, the cellulite, which is all a real part of being a person.
Being a human being.
Especially obviously women kind of have a harsher expectation
for sure
they always have
and so especially with social media, I think that it's just a different outlet for that to be pushed even harder and a lot more subconsciously, like depending on obviously like our age demographic, we're talking about like 10 to like 19. That's a pretty severe change. It's a pretty severe like adaptable mindset that's consuming
different like life changes. Like, and I think that one thing we had also mentioned was kind of the like right now there's a lot of like just people are not over, I don't want to say overly normalizing, but almost like prioritizing like cosmetic procedures. And a lot of them are very young. And I feel like right now it's so much more common than it has been in like a lot of years that I've noticed on social media, of like nose jobs, lip filler, Botox at like super young ages, yeah. like 20, 19, 18, et cetera. And I think that there's nothing wrong with that at all. But I think also then it makes it like, oh, if this thing doesn't look this exactly, you have to change it. Yeah. But why do you have to change
it? Yeah. And it's like even like, you know, veneers and all these things that I think are kind of natural, like uniqueness that people are bringing. And then they're like trying to fit into one standard box. And then it becomes where everybody kind of looks very similar. And everybody looks 100%. All of like the really known, like pretty or beautiful people. Yeah. They all start looking very similar because they start kind of conforming to that standard.
Yeah, and then, exactly. And there's, and of course, like there's nothing wrong with like being like the person, like looking at the person next to you. But then I feel like it becomes a problem when it's like you cannot accept and aren't welcoming to your own uniqueness, your own individuality.
Exactly.
And I think that that's kind of where
the problem begins
coming in.
Yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
Because then you kind of feel like you can't sit in your own normalcy of like your uniqueness, your small characteristics, your whatever. You're like, even if kind of like the European standard of a nose right now, I think a lot of women are getting like the, like, you know, nose jobs are super small and petite. And like, what do those look like? Kind of aesthetically pleasing in a way, to like the media. And I think that there's nothing wrong with that look, but I think that if you're neglecting it for the sole purpose because you feel like you're like
more less of like, than exactly, and not
you're like more like ethnically like whatever nose is like, or like a hump in your nose or like a larger nose, that's now not acceptable. I think that's what the problem is.
For sure, I agree with that.
And yeah, and then we also, I feel like right now there's kind of the ongoing trend of like kind of like the Pilates princess. I feel like that's like a big trend going on right now, and I think there's nothing wrong with promoting wellness
and like fitness and your well-being in general,
but I think right now it's kind of like a little overly heightened. And I know there's a lot of influencers, one I can't remember her last name, but it's like Haley something, and she's gotten a lot of like heat on her right now because she lost a lot of weight in a really short amount of time and promotes the idea of fitness, but like a lot of people kind of have already exposed and known that she's done Ozempic, which also is really trendy right now.
Yeah,
and I think that's something that definitely is not her isolated. I'm sure a lot of
not her doing solely. Exactly, you know,
a lot of influencers do alternative things that maybe aren't the healthiest option,
right?
And kind of promote it as like, oh yeah, I just like work out and prioritize this and that. And I feel like that's really harmful because then people think that, or women, younger women especially, think kind of like, oh, like, well, I'm doing all these things that she's saying she's doing, and I can achieve that look. So what's wrong with me?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and it's like,
but it's like also the thing is that everybody's different. So even if people are always kind of like, what's your workout routine? Yes. And it's like the Ernest like twins on TikTok, and they have a very, you know, they have gorgeous bodies, but it's obviously
genetic makeup.
Like, yeah, it's obviously like very genetic, and everybody's genetic makeup is different. So not every plan that's going to work for someone, someone's diet plan or workout plan might not give you the exact, it's not exactly, probably not going to give you the exact same results because everybody's different. So it's like comparison is normal and it's human, but it also can become unhealthy if you don't, if you're not aware of it and you're not realizing like we're just different. Or even, you know, for people who are getting like different beauty and like cosmetic procedures done and then also having like filters and editing and all these really great things that are like, you know, it can be accessible, but then it becomes a different thing when it's starting to become inauthentic and where you're not being honest with your audience, because then they're not understanding like, okay, nothing's wrong with me. They just took the extra step.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. It's kind of like, almost like in like, it's kind of a joke when people kind of say like, oh, you're not ugly. You're just poor. Like, or you're not
leaving. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I always hear that kind of thing. And I feel like, you know, that's definitely like, there's certain honesty in that like humor.
For sure.
I mean, I don't think you're, obviously that's a joke of it all. Like, you're not ugly just because you're poor, but it's because like people that do have money seemingly are seemingly more attractive. But
right.
It's like you're more attractive because you're having the accessibility and the like financial stability to be able to do the extra mile of getting a nose job and like paying for all these like, you know, procedures done, which is like fine. But I think it just, you have to recognize that whenever you're not in that position, it's not about you not being as beautiful as this person. Like you just don't have the certain assets to be able to achieve that.
Exactly.
Which should be normalized and should be okay.
I think
that's the point.
And just specifically with like social media and like beauty standards, I feel like you have to kind of think like the origin of like, where are these standards kind of coming from? Or like, what's the earliest kind of you can remember of where these have been implemented onto you? And I know that we talked about, like, for me, you know, you think back to Disney and all the Disney princesses and you look at like all of these, you know, They all kind of look very similar, where they're mostly white and they're obviously very thin. The super, super small waist, like
yeah.
super
See,
small
that's the thing, though.
nose.
It's like super small waist, but they'll still kind of have like
a curvy
hip.
body, like a
Exactly.
womanly fill
Yes.
to them,
And
you
that's
know?
the thing, I feel like, though, that's something that I feel like me personally I've experienced, because like I think I'm like definitely like more, I'm a curvier like woman and everything, but I think that like I'll have like a certain body type that's like curvier, but I, of course, then that comes with having cellulite and stretch marks. But I feel like
Yeah.
people kind of think like,
Exclude that.
yes, and people are like, oh, everyone wants this like curvy woman. But it's like, well, then, but then they're like, oh, it'll stretch mark,
You have
it'll
to take
cellulite.
the
Yes,
natural,
but it's like you
like,
have to take it all. Like
yeah.
that's what comes with it, you know? At least in my experience. And
Exactly.
yeah, and so I think that kind of also goes, speaking of like curves and everything, kind of like what I had looked into earlier, some articles were just touching on, like kind of like the genetic variations of a waist to hip ratio is like very predominant. And so like we kind of had said at the very beginning, is like a lot of times like in the limelight are not really women of color. It typically is like a white woman who's like particularly thin or
Yeah.
petite. And I think that kind of like some women are just genetically going to have like based on whatever it is, but especially I feel like, you know, race and things like that certain times do
Oh
play
yeah,
a
for
part for
sure.
sure, like biologically. And I think that not having that representation definitely is a little isolating
Right.
and
But something
uncomfortable for
specific,
certain women.
for sure. I agree with that. And I think that something specific about like back to like Disney princesses and things is like you look at, you know, the white Disney princesses and then you look at the woman like the Disney princesses of color, and you notice that the ones of color are one, all of their outfits are specific to their cultural and ethnic backgrounds.
Yeah, that's true.
Literally every single one, they have like some kind of cultural, like just you can tell that what they are by just looking at them. And obviously, their entire journeys are typically made up of some cultural, like
For
thing that they
sure.
have to do for, you know, their family or whatever the case is. And then you look
Yeah.
at white Disney
They get to just
princesses
be.
and their stories, they get to just be and they get to enjoy and go on like self-exploration and fall in love with a prince. And that's not the case
And
for.
while I want to say though with that is like it's important, it's super important and significant to have representation,
For
but there's
sure.
a difference kind of, and there's like a very fine line between like representation though, and then like I said earlier, kind of like pigeonholing.
Like marginalization,
Yes,
like being
exactly.
like, these are
Like
othered. You're
that's your whole
othering people.
purpose, and you have to like overly do your part. And
Yeah.
it's like you
And
don't
it's.
like you can just be though as
Yeah.
well and
And
just
I feel
be
like
like
that's what
a person of color.
representation is. I feel like that is mistake. That's just being mistaken
Exactly.
into
No,
what they're
yeah.
trying to do, which, like,
For
you
sure.
know, you could, depending on how you're looking at it, like, okay. But I still think that there's a lot left to do within, especially like children's media. Like,
For
we're
sure.
breaking that down into like, how are these ideals becoming and why are they the societal standard? And
And also, like, that's kind of like what goes, like, this is kind of like almost more random a little bit, but on like a similar idea is like how people kind of, we'll talk about Barbie kind of, and like how it was like, you know, whatever. Like, and I like the Barbie that was so good at that kind of, because it kind of like was addressing almost their fault kind of in a way, I feel like,
Right.
of projecting that like certain ideal body image and
Yeah.
like characteristic of like how a woman looks.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's something, like, obviously, see, like, it just kind of goes to show like it starts so young and in like such different, like, it kind of is embedded in like so many different things, like the tangible or like media
Oh, yeah.
when you're younger, and then like you
Like
grow up and
books
yes,
and
exactly. And it,
ads
yeah,
and
so but for example, like when
magazines.
we're younger, it starts off with like a Barbie, but then now it transpires into TikTok into this and that, like,
Yeah.
so it's constantly surrounding you. So I think really overall, it's just having to keep striving for like more representation of different bodies, different colors,
Yeah.
different everything, just having like a very broad and like diverse spectrum. And I think that's kind of where it starts from, like, you know,
Right.
to be able to combat that eventually in
Yeah. And
time.
kind of realizing that too, and taking a step back from your own perspective, being like, okay, why
For
am I
sure.
thinking this or why am I feeling like this?
Exactly.
Because it's not that it only comes down to you, because it comes down to like the society that you're in that's kind of creating those
For
ideas
sure.
and ideologies
Yeah.
within yourself. And so you
No,
kind of have to
absolutely.
like reach down and think about that. And I feel like that's where, especially like analyzing like media and
Yeah.
realizing like kind of where that's stemming
Understanding,
from.
yeah, where those things come from, kind of. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
But yeah.
But I think we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for being on today. I
Of
really
course.
appreciate
Thanks for
it,
having me.
of course. And I will see you guys next time. Bye. Thank you for joining me on this episode of In Case She Didn't Tell You. I'm your host and producer, Lexa Henderson. Music is produced by Fori on SoundCloud. I hope to see you next time.